With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A busy day for House lawmakers, not normally at work on a Saturday, but they're trying to pass a total of three foreign aid bills to provide needed security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. Former Senator Jim Talent says it is important the U.S. help Ukraine shore up what's become a major loss so far for Russia.
We need to enforce this defeat on Russia, and the way to do that is to bring this conflict to an end in a way that does not do further damage to Ukrainian security.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the Senate approving the continuation of a controversial surveillance program.
The Senate's voted to reauthorize a key U.S. surveillance law, despite questions over whether the FBI should be restricted from searching Americans' data for suspicious activity. The Senate went past its midnight deadline, reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows intelligence gathering without a court warrant. U.S. security officials say the measure, first authorized in 2008, is crucial in disrupting terrorist attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The surveillance tool targets non-Americans in other countries, but it does collect communications of Americans who are in contact with targeted foreigners.
That is Jackie Quinn reporting. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says it's unlikely President Biden will be able to win a second term in November.
He's such a disaster on the foreign stage, on the world stage, but right here domestically, you know, he has failed the American people.
Senator Joni Ernst says that the president has failed the American people by not keeping them safe from crime. This is SRN News. Another incident at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulators, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. The act requires most employers to provide reasonable accommodations. This is SRN News. Tesla has issued a recall for effectively every Cybertruck it's delivered to customers due to a fault that's causing the vehicle's accelerator pedal to get stuck. Here's Mike Hempen.
The recall involves about 3,900 2024 Cybertrucks. Tesla says the accelerator pedal can become stuck, potentially causing the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. According to a filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or deaths related to the issue. Owners need to contact Tesla. The company says it will replace or repair the accelerator pedal assembly for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.